Hare Krishna. Interesting question from Chaitanya Nila Devi Dasi. She says, I want to discuss with you when you were coming to the UK about my dissertation project for psychotherapy training. I'm planning on providing Hare Krishna mantra meditation for some of my clients and measuring, analyzing the effects on mental health. Could you please talk a bit about this, please? Maybe how chanting affects the mind, mental health, such as depression and anxiety, how chanting can be explained to non-believers, and how it can be introduced as a form of therapy. Hare Krishna. Well, at the outset, I would say that you'd be very hard-pressed to give really sound empiric evidence and at the same time be faithful to the truths of the holy name and to the principles of Krishna consciousness itself, indeed, to vows of avoiding committing the 10 offenses. I don't think, in short, I would not suggest the chanting of Hare Krishna as therapy, in other words, as the therapy that I suggest for clients with different types of psychological problems, but as something that they could also try as a additional thing, and if it's something that worked for them and that they found interesting, then I would unfold the actual principles, theological, philosophical principles and practices behind chanting and why it works and how it can even work more, but not as the therapy per se. A few more thoughts on that. Firstly, there is no doubt that mantras certainly help pacify the mind. That's how devotees introduce the meaning of the word mantra. It's something that helps us actually control the mind or pacify the mind. And all mantras to a certain degree affect that and help focus the mind on the goal of their mantras, which also then, of course, varies from mantra to mantra. For us, the goal of the mantra is Krishna and attaining love for Krishna's lotus feet. The act of chanting mantras itself, the process of meditation, that in itself is also a relaxing activity because people don't do that. People are always active, running around here and there. So just sitting down, and even as sometimes we see different analysis of meditation when people meditate on nothing, even meditating on nothing is a calming thing by comparison to the way people live nowadays in the passionate world that we're in. And then what to speak of when people sit and focus their minds for some time and are no doubt in touch with transcendental sound vibration, with Krishna's holy name, it will certainly have a pacifying effect, which will help people with depression, anxiety, and so on. So, no argument there. On the other hand, we also see that when people first come to Krishna consciousness, if you tell them to chant 16 rounds right away, then that puts them into anxiety and causes problems because their mind rebels so much against too much chanting that they can't do that. So once again, here we see that there is a certain limit or there has to be very clear parameters which people are given in order to help them chant. another point, and that is that help people with problems with their minds, mental health, analyzing the effects of mental health. Our concept, meaning Vaishnav's concept of mental health and non-devotees' concept of mental health, are different because our concept of the mind is different. We see the mind as actually a subtle covering for the soul, which generally doctors don't believe in, and something that carries the impressions of many lifetimes, past lifetimes, and those impressions come out in this life, thereby causing all kinds of possible traumas. Another aspect of mental health is that where is someone healthy, or where is the line that establishes when someone is healthy and when someone is not? A certain class of people say that they're healthy and they're helping those who aren't healthy. But according, again, to our standard, as Srila Prabhupada would say, is everyone is crazy. As long as you're identifying with this body, and as long as you've come to the realization that you're Krishna's eternal servant, you're not actually in a healthy state of mind. So we're again talking about relative standards of what it actually means to achieve mental health and what it means to help someone who's in suffering from some kind of depression. There are people also who are also suffering. They just don't know that they're suffering. They may think that they're psychiatrists, psychologists, analysts, therapists, and that they're okay, but they're also suffering. They're also suffering from the delusion of bodily identification, identifying with this material world. The problem is they just don't know that they're suffering, whereas the patients have the wisdom to come to them and say, I got some problems. So here again, we have a certain problem of who is actually the patient, and is someone actually really qualified to be a doctor in this regard. Then this idea of to non-believers, we're presenting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra as a type of therapy. Now, among the offenses to the holy name is to identify it with different types of pious activities. One of those pious activities is medication. Yes, chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is medication. And when we present this as the effect of the mantra, and when this is what we're presenting to people as a foremost function or a foremost identity of the holy name, then in effect we're risking committing the offense to the holy name, which means that they themselves are also not getting the full benefit of the chanting, and the therapist himself or herself is also transgressing the principles which guide proper practitioners. So that's why I started off in the beginning that I would not advise that the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra be presented as the therapy or as the solution. It can be presented as a by the way, without any as a form of meditation, without any further ado. And then when people become interested in it, when they say, yes, I did all the other things that you said, and I tried this chanting, and I found the chanting was very good, then one should be straightforward in terms of presenting what the chanting is about. In other words, one should present the sambandha gyan of the holy name, of the relationship with the living entity, with the Supreme Lord. In other words, it can't be that it's for non-believers. Then one needs to actually come out and present that the chanting is actually the means of deliverance. It brings one closer to the Lord. Terminology may be more general, but that's how it needs to be presented. And when people then actually have the proper guidelines to the holy name, then they can really actually be cured of the different misconceptions that they have, including those of bodily identification and so on. And people do need to have access to the overall identity of the holy name, the overall purpose of the holy name, because we see that so-called perceptions of what someone's saying, or when he's in anxiety, or when he's suffering from depression, we see that at the perfectional stage, or even at the ecstatic stage of chanting Hare Krishna, similar such symptoms manifest. They're spiritual counterparts of the material depression and anxiety, or madness, but they also manifest at that time. How do you explain that to a non-believer or to an empiricist? You can't just write those types of things off with any type of material explanation. It requires thorough and proper spiritual understanding. And ultimately, our business is to become mad for Krishna. Our business is to feel great separation from Krishna, and thus feel transcendental depression, transcendental anxiety, and upon meeting, feel transcendental elation. These effects of chanting the holy name and these benefits, they can only be understood by people who devote themselves and take very seriously the process of chanting Hare Krishna and ultimately reach its perfection. So, anyway, to summarize, I would not advise anyone to make chanting Hare Krishna some type of full-on therapy for treating clients. Rather, I would use whatever the empiric systems are, and at most recommend chanting as a form of meditation. And when people become inquisitive about it or interested about it, then one has to come straight out and present the chanting of the holy name for what it is, and not try to disguise its glories under some type of empirical, psychological, or medical jargon. Hare Krishna.